5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
To the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find out what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my beautiful wife, Crystal Ricks. So now, is it welcome back? If this is their first time listening, wouldn't it still just be welcome?
Well, I'm saying welcome back because we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we apologize for that, for our frequent listeners. We were gone for 2 weeks because we were on vacation. Woo-hoo. And even we here at the Clown Car need a vacation.
Especially at the Clown Car.
That's right. So we hope that you didn't miss us terribly, and we hope you are still listening.
But we miss you.
Aww, special. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about some stuff with the.
Yes, we're gonna talk about stuff.
Stuff, and let's go to the story of the week. And eventually, I'll have a soundbite for this. Story of the week.
Stories. Our whole thing is about telling.
It's like
stories.
3 weeks long of stories.
I know, it's crazy.
So this episode's gonna be like story time.
I was trying to figure out what my notes were because I kind of just type things on my phone real fast to remember them,
which I need to be better at because it seems like Crystal is the only one that has stories of the week, and I'm just like, I did this, but I know things happen. It's just I'm really bad at writing them down when they do happen, and then I forget about them,
which is funny because we were just talking about how we hate how fathers are always stereotyped in movies and shows, how they're like not involved, and they're dumb, and here you are saying...
I'm not saying I'm dumb.
I'm not saying you're dumb either. You're just
really?
Because like,
it really just sounded like you're saying I was dumb.
No, because you were saying, like, you feel like you're not involved.
No. I feel I'm involved. I just feel like I don't remember the things that happen because I forget them.
No, I'm saying the way you just sounded like the stereotypical man in the movies. I think not that you are.
I think you should stop.
I'm saying you sounded like it, not that you are.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Are we good?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Apparently I'm dumb.
Shush. Whatever. You're putting your own words in your own mouth.
Why don't you share a story, honey?
Well, we just went on vacation.
Yeah, woo!
We drove 17 hours.
Plus.
That's what we planned for vacation.
Straight.
What's wrong with us?
Straight.
Yeah, no hotel.
No.
We wanted to save money. So we drove 17 hours to our destination in Alabama.
With our four kids.
I don't know why. Even though it's an educated place, I have to say it like that.
Alabama. Yeah, even though we went to Huntsville where there's like NASA and all this nice, educated stuff.
So, Alabama.
Alabama. Or as Lacey called it, all the way to... Are we going to Elmobama?
Elmobama.
Elmobama.
Adorable. If that was a place, we would go
to
it.
We would totally go to Elmobama.
So, I was so nervous about this 17-hour drive. Because I was actually a little bit mad that my frugal husband didn't want to stay the night somewhere.
I didn't.
That's crazy.
I wanted to save money.
So I was like, okay, well, I am going to buy activities and I'm going to have them entertained. And so I bought little prizes. What did we call them? Good behavior prizes.
Good behavior prizes.
That if you were good for a certain amount of time, you'd get a prize. And so, I mean, I didn't go overboard. But I did buy a couple things that... Like, I found these. Our kids love little matchbox cars.
Like, yeah, Hot Wheels.
And I found at the store they have packaged ones where you can open them up and they're a mystery car.
It's like a mystery car.
And I thought they would love that. And they did. But then when we got home for our trip, I unpacked and I was like, finding them stuffed in the chair. Like, they never even got out of our car. That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And now I don't even know whose is whose. So that was the best. But the Pez dispensers were when...
Yeah, they did. The kids did like those. That's for sure.
Although, they ate them in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they'd throw them back at me and I'd have to refill it. And by the end, I was like, I hate these.
Curse you, Pez dispensers.
Refilling those little tiny things. You need tweezers, but... Yeah. Oh, so that, I don't know. I don't know if it was a win. Kept him entertained, but it was really annoying.
See, but the main thing that kept our kids entertained was the electronic devices. The iPad.
The things that I hate the most in the world.
The DVD player and everything. Yeah, but without those, we would have went insane.
Probably.
But you know what? 17 hours in the car with a 7, 5, 3, and 1-year-old.
It was really
nice.
It
was really good. Like,
I thought it was horrifying.
It wasn't bad at all. And the awesome thing about our vacation on road trips, Lacey always throws up.
Yeah.
Always. Always throws up.
This time we packed 2 garbage cans.
I packed 2 garbage cans, little hand garbage cans, because I knew someone was going to throw up. And no one threw up on the way there or back. So it was like... Awesome.
Yeah, but they threw up while we were there.
Yes.
So that makes up for it, kind of. Although I'd rather barf at a home than on the car. We ended up bringing with us the stomach flu, and I had it right before we left, and then while we were there, we passed it around almost to there. We were visiting family. We didn't say that.
No, we just said we went there. Yeah.
We went to Alabama to visit family, and while we were there, pretty much their whole family caught it. So, you're welcome. Glad we could come.
I haven't caught it yet, though.
I know. You're just wait.
It's my time will come.
You know you're going to throw up, like, as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
Blech. So, but it was, I'm still surprised on how awesome our kids were in the car ride.
Not only were they awesome, but on the drive home that we thought was going to be horrible, because on the way there, they have, things to look forward to.
Yeah, it's the excitement of getting there. Yeah,
yeah. On the drive home, there's nothing. It's like, oh, meh. Fun's over.
Like home. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought it was going to be horrible, but everyone fell asleep at 8:30 and stayed asleep for the entire rest of the drive home. And we got home at 1.
1:30.
That was like heaven. So you and I just chatted and
tried not to fall asleep.
Although what stunk is what got us there the whole drive to the place. I was reading interesting stuff to you on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I ended up accidentally using up my entire data plan. And it wasn't resetting until after we get home. Actually,
Today.
And so on the drive home, I was like, well, now we actually have to talk to each other.
We talk to each other.
We have to come up with our own conversation.
So
the internet can't do this for us.
What? No.
So that was kind of a bummer.
But it was the car ride was fun also in the aspect that we drove through like 5 states that we've never driven through before. Like we've been to Texas, but we drove all the way through Texas. Mm-hmm. And then we went into Arkansas. Never driven through Arkansas. Tennessee, Mississippi, and then into Alabama. And it was pretty awesome. Like, when we were in Arkansas, we made one last, stop at a rest stop instead of a gas station that we usually do. And I got out to see if the restrooms were working. And when I got out, I saw that there were frogs everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so the kids got out, and for like a half an hour at the rest stop, we played with frogs.
So fun.
It was awesome.
Even I was like a little kid squealing.
We're like, get the frogs! Get them!
I know, it was so fun. And I feel like there were a couple truckers, because it was a truck stop, that came out and they just sat there and were watching us like, these people are crazy.
Nah. We got excited. They thought it was cute.
I know.
And speaking of potty breaks,
except
though,
our kids looked like...
We kept track of how many we did there and back.
Not on the way back. We did on the way there.
On the way there, we stopped
10.
10 times.
In 17 hours.
In 17 hours.
10 potty breaks.
10 potty breaks. So.
Oh, what was awesome on the drive there, and I feel like we're rubbing into everyone else, because car trips usually are horrible.
Rub it in your face.
But, so after the frogs, we're driving over the Mississippi River, that huge bridge. And then off in the distance, well, pretty close by to the bridge, there's a fireworks display.
It was Memphis. We were driving past Memphis.
So we're driving, I think it was Mississippi. Well, don't say the place, now they're going to be like, that's not the river.
We don't know, I don't know if it was the Mississippi River, but we were
guessing.
We were crossing over a river.
That was huge.
And Memphis, Tennessee was on one side and Mississippi was on the other side. And we assume that there was like a, I don't know, it had to have been like a baseball game or something.
I don't know, but there was a random fireworks
display. The random fireworks, like big huge fireworks were going off as we're crossing this bridge. And so after the frog excitement, the kids got a fireworks show as we're crossing the bridge. I know,
and then after the fireworks were over, our kids, our 5-year-old Jay goes, this is the best day ever.
And even our 7-year-old said that, too.
Yeah, he agreed, and I was like, what?
The best day ever in 17 hours in the car?
We've been in this van forever.
But after that, we drove through Mississippi at nighttime, and there were fireflies everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is cool to us, because we're from New Mexico, where we don't have them.
Yeah.
So the kids were like, whoa! So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we even caught lightning bugs in a jar. It felt so classic.
Yep.
Like an old black and white movie. Catch lightning bugs in a jar.
Yep.
It was awesome. Although I have learned, I have a really bad habit in the car of pointing out things to our kids.
Yeah. Pointing, not just pointing out to things to the kids, but pointing things out to the kids either too late or in an area that the kids can't see it.
I know, we're driving by something and I'm always like, hurry, look right there at that thing.
And, or, look guys, I see a snake. And the kids are like, where? And it was like down low and only she could see
it.
Yeah,
because I'm not strapped to a car seat.
And then when we pass the area, they're like, oh.
I know, I always make everyone sad because I get excited. And I get really excited about life. So, yeah, like the snake, there was this huge snake in a thing. What is the thing? It's like a draining thing.
It was a ditch area.
A ditch with a drain cement thing. And it was huge. I was so excited. I thought they'd be able to see it. And they were so mad. Grayson was ticked.
Yeah.
So, I need to stop doing that. Now I just need to be like, just look at your iPad.
But something fun also that Crystal did for the car ride was she got the kids together and picked out songs on iTunes for a jammin' kid CD.
Well, the girls helped me make it.
Yeah.
They picked all the songs.
A lot of the songs. And so we had this CD of like 25 songs. And there were songs from like, you know, Disney shows and
My Little Pony.
And
Lego Movie.
And all these great songs. And we all enjoyed it. And we were all jamming out. Like, and then I had like Sophia the First, like, stuck in my head all week, and I was, like, singing it when no one else was, even when people were around, I'm like, yeah, Sophia.
Kids shows have the best songs.
Yeah, they're very catchy.
They are, and I just wanted to roll down our windows, like, whenever we pulled up to some, you know, car that's dropping some heavy bass, and roll down our windows, and we're playing, like, My Little Pony. We didn't. We should have. We would have been the cool parents.
That's right, rocking it out. So that was fun. That was a great idea that Crystal had. So.
Great idea, except now our 7-year-old is obsessed with...
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome for the Lego Movie. To the point where now, a week later, we're still... Every time we get in the car, he's like, can we listen to Everything is Awesome? And then we listen to it. And then Jay wants to listen to a Barbie song. Then we go back to Everything is Awesome. Then we go back to the Barbie song. And it's just a never-ending cycle. And I'm getting... almost sick of that song.
Burnt out, yeah.
So, it's been interesting. Something about our trip, though, is since we were visiting family with kids similar ages to us, was our kids were entertained the entire time.
The entire time.
Like, we never saw them.
Like, they were upstairs in the kid play area, like, almost the whole week.
Or outside playing
with the kids.
We never saw them.
And so we got to hang out with the adults, and then the teenagers. The teenagers hung out with us, too. But
we actually played board games in the daytime.
Yeah. We probably played, like, 3 or 4 different board games every day.
Yeah, that never happens. Because, you know, you can't play fun games during the daytime, because your kids are going to climb on you, they're going to grab the pieces, they're going to bite them, all the annoying things that just drive you crazy. And so, but then we got home, and the day after we got home, I was like, oh... my kids, like, want to be around me now.
Be like, oh.
I'm a parent again.
Dang it.
It wasn't, I was just tired. I was so burnt out. You always hear the, need a vacation from your vacation, and it's so true.
So, but something about Alabama, though, is Alabama's a very pretty state. We liked it a lot. It's very green.
And I thought you were going to have something.
No, I just wanted to say that it was pretty. And if we have any listeners that live in that area, you know, you should tell us, be like, hey, I live there. And we'll be like, yeah, it's a pretty state. So
interesting.
I like Alabama. It's cool.
That's because we live in a desert and everything's dead.
I know.
Although.
Meh.
Although, I always hear those people that are saying where we live is so beautiful. So I really need to be like, really?
Let's find the beauty.
Let's see it. I do see it sometimes. We have very floral cactus.
That's right.
But it's we definitely have a lot not of, lush and gorgeous.
A lot of yucca flower cactus flowers.
So, but on the off, in a negative light, they have red mud. And it rained the entire time we were there.
Yeah, it rained almost every single day we were there.
And of course, since we're seeing family we haven't seen forever, I packed our kids' cutest outfits. And apparently red mud doesn't wash out. So all of their pants are ruined. They all look like they have big nasty poop stains.
Yeah. If anyone out there knows how to get red mud out of clothes, let us know. Because we'd like to know.
It's true. Just some quick things. From, not from our trip. And do you have anything else to say about our trip?
No.
Okay. Just really quick. So, we stated 2 weeks ago that Barry went on his vacation. Or, sorry, not vacation.
I went on a business trip.
Business trip. Felt like a vacation.
Business trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah. And so, while he was gone, on the very first day, I managed to kill the PlayStation, which is our only source of TV, because we do Netflix through our PlayStation, and somehow I killed the oven. So, I couldn't cook dinner, and...
And the garbage disposal.
Well, that was dead before you left.
Oh, okay.
I'm not taking the blame for that.
But you killed it.
I did not! Yeah, and so, we couldn't watch TV, and we couldn't have food. I just was like, fine, ramen sandwiches, which I probably would have done anyway, but I couldn't even make our chicken nuggets that we prepared...
That we bought for an easy meal for you.
I know. I was so bummed. And so whenever I, although it was like a test of my parenthood skills, because for the first time, I couldn't just like, when I got burnt out, to say, can you just go watch TV for a minute? It was like, wow, I actually had to be creative. And so it was a challenge. And there were days when I made everyone cram into our computer and just watch something on the computer screen.
That's right.
I was done. But it was interesting. And then, so while Barry was gone, I got on this weird, crazy kick of cleaning out our garage, even though our house was already a disaster.
Yeah.
And I found this box of potato heads. Because we used to collect potato heads. Potato heads.
Mr. Potato Heads.
When we were first married, like the pop culture potato heads.
The pop culture, yeah, like the Darth Tater and stuff like that.
So we had a couple of regular ones, and I pulled those out, and my kids were like, what are those? They didn't even know. It just made me sad, like, wow.
Classic toys that kids don't know these days.
Yeah, because our kids aren't very familiar with Toy Story. They don't like Pixar.
Yeah, they're not really big into Pixar movies. It's kind of weird.
We've talked about this. They although like the
they
dumbest movies.
Although they watched Incredibles.
Finally.
And our three-year-old really loved it.
I know. I want to watch the Red movie.
She's like, I want to watch it again.
The Red movie.
The Red movie. That's the Incredibles.
But anyway, so all the kids were mesmerized by the potato heads, and they took them into their room. And played with him for like an hour. It was amazing. And then Jay came out and she was like, I love tomato heads.
Tomato heads.
And so it was kind of fun to introduce them to a toy that we had when we were little. And then the last thing I have is that I sent all the kids outside to play. And Jackson came back in, our almost two-year-old. Came back in and he was pointing at his diaper, which he does when he's poopy. So he pointed at his diaper and I was like, oh, are you poopy? And I look in his diaper and it's like loaded. And so I change it real fast and I start noticing like, this looks really weird. It's like huge chunks and I'm seeing grass and just, it looked disgusting, like more disgusting than regular poop. And then so I finally smelled it because it's like, something's up. And it was just dirt. And then so, like, right after I change him, the girls come in and both of them pull down their underwear and they are loaded up with mud. And then I was like, what are you guys doing? And they turned it into a game that our oldest would chase them around and shove mud in their pants.
Of course.
In their underwear. Not even their pants. I'm like, this is what happens when we don't have TV.
You put mud in your underwear.
Like, out of all the cool things you could be doing right now, that's the game. Although I was glad because I thought our baby was eating grass. So. It's just funny.
It's nutritious and delicious.
Although, yeah, so we need to turn off the TV more and teach him some more creative outlets because that didn't make Mommy very happy.
Yeah, because you have to clean that.
That's all.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, guess what, guys? It's summertime.
Last time you said that, you said you were tired. Remember that?
And I'm tired. I'm tired. But it's summertime. And with summertime comes changes in schedules and changes with all sorts of weird things with our kids. So we wanted to talk about...
Our kids collectively or our kids?
Collectively.
Okay.
So we want to talk about... summertime and what it really means with our kids and maybe talk about our kids' brains during the summertime.
Okay, but every time you say summer, I keep singing Olaf.
I know. It's subliminal.
It is. It's stuck in my head now.
Anyway.
So
go ahead, honey. Talk about the brain.
Well, what's funny is you get on Facebook and you've got the team mom that's like, oh, summer, what am I going to do? And the other half that's like, I love summer. I get to spend all this time with my kids. And so I'm not judging either way. Heck, I won't even tell you what I am on those teams because you don't need to know. But we were thinking about talking about summertime. What do you do? And it ended up turning into this thing where we found an article about there's a study that a 2011 RAND literature review did a study and found out that students lose an average of about 1 month of schooling during summertime, which sounds crazy.
Yeah, so they just basically 3 months of off from school and not the regular schedule of going to class, they lose some stuff.
Yeah. And it's usually math.
Usually
and
math.
Spelling.
Usually math and spelling skills.
I've never had math skills, so I wouldn't know what it's like to lose them.
No.
But, so yeah, on that, so you have that study. And then I found this other study in 2007 by the Ohio State University that found there is no difference in learning between students who attend school year round and those who are on the traditional summer schedule. And so you have the one that's like, they're losing their smarts. And the other one's like, no, there's no difference between kids that go all year.
So, but it's interesting. The Ohio study was in 2007, but the other study was in 2011.
So that's... you think we just quickly got dumber?
Yeah. But, I don't know. Me personally, I think year-round schools are smart idea. And this is why. Because just of the scheduling in general, I think it's really cool that you're on for 3 months for basically a semester. You do a semester of schooling, you're off for 3 weeks. You do a semester of schooling, you're off for 3 weeks. And I think I would prefer that schedule because then you can like disperse out those times that you're spending a lot with your kids. You can plan vacations at different times of the year rather than everything has to happen in the summertime.
Like how we crammed everything into May.
Yeah. How we went. Yeah, we did everything.
And now we have nothing else for the rest of the summer.
So that's just because we can't afford it anymore. But no, I think summer school is a smart idea. I would not be against...
Summer school or year-round school?
Oh, I apologize. Year-round school.
Okay.
Year-round school. Thank you for the correction. But
you're welcome.
Oh, you know.
That's what I'm here for.
That's right. Here for correcting me. Because apparently I'm dumb.
Well, that's because you got summer off.
That's right. I had too many summers off. It accumulated eventually. But, yeah. So what do you think about the year-round school thing?
See, I'm torn. Because we've... Oh, sound effects. Because we've talked about in the past. Well, we've talked in the past, not about the past. But that therapy show that we've listened to, she talked about how adolescence, like the teen years that we call the adolescence, is something we've created. It's made up and it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Because back in the day,
you worked.
Kids, as soon as they turned 8, they were working on the farm. They didn't have this adolescent thing. And yeah, now,
you're busy working the whole time.
Yeah, for some reason, we believe that adolescence is this time where we need to be feeding our children's passions and genius and their sports, and they need to be in everything.
And we all know that summer release is purely on, it's just traditional now.
Yeah,
it's not, because back in the day, people got summer off so they could help on the farm.
Yeah, it's all because we were an agricultural country
nation
back in the day.
Yeah.
And so another article we were reading said that now people say, oh, my kids need this break. It's a time to unload and unwind. And they were saying, that's a load because it's just tradition. It has no purpose. And that back in the day, it was just because of necessity. And we've created this thing where we think summer is this time where we have to fill our kids with non-essential busyness.
Well, yeah, you had to, it's summertime, so let's make our kids as busy as they possibly could, even more so than they were when they were in school.
Yeah, and I've already talked to some moms who have their kids in so many activities that they're like,
They're like, why did I do this?
Yeah, they're just stressed out. And you can see it and hear it.
Yeah, not only are their kids, like, gonna get burnt out, but you as a parent get burnt out really fast because you have to take them to this, then you have to take them to that, and then all through, and you're just like, I just want to sit and relax and enjoy my summer, but I can't because I'm doing all these things.
Or it's like for us, all the pools in town just made a new rule that your kids can't be more than 15 feet away from you. And for us, we have 4 kids. And
they can't be more than 15 feet away
from
you?
Yeah, if they're under like 10, I think it is. And for me,
that's ridiculous.
Because I would be the one going to the pool while you're working. So I have 4 kids. I can't do that. My kids are going to be
playing and having fun.
They're going to be off doing their own thing. And I mean, I'm not going to send them off to the deep end and to say, good luck, I'm not watching. But seriously, I don't know. That really has nothing to do with the argument. I'm just saying that I'm kind of torn.
Has to deal with summertime.
I'm torn because summer, I feel like during the school year, the kids get home from school. Well, our oldest gets home from school and he's grumpy. And I have to be police mom because I'm like, okay, do your homework. And then we argue or I have to help him do his homework. And then I have to make dinner so I'm not spending time with him. Then we will read a book and go to bed. Like, there's no real, what's the word, like, growth together, I think. Or there's not as much as I would like to be.
Okay.
You're not helping me out here.
I don't know what you're meaning.
Hand gesture. My fingers are coming together.
There's not unity.
What does this mean?
Unity.
Unity. That's good. Like, we're not building a stronger relationship when I'm like, do your homework. I'm going to go make dinner and leave you alone now.
So
in that sense, I love summer because most of the time I love doing fun things with the kids. And they get so excited. I'm like, hey, today we're going to go to the splash pad. Yay! So I love that. I feel like I'm really, I'm trying to build stronger relationships, but I just like year-round school. If it was done right.
So now my question is, do you think year-round school would help prepare kids more for the future and for the workforce?
I guess so, because really you're working.
Because kids are used to the summertime, like, oh, that means I have no responsibilities for 3 months. Or with year-long school, you're like, oh, well, I'm used to working throughout the whole year, so getting a job is not a huge change to how my schedules are already worked throughout my life.
That's interesting. But the thing that
there's got to be a study out there for some of that. We'll find it.
The thing that we haven't pointed out is that the problem with both studies came up with this, that like the one that said you lose a month of school, it actually affects the low-income kids more than any other group.
Low-income kids in both studies are...
Yeah, even the one that said there's no difference, they did say that except for the bottom lowest-income kids, that they are behind.
And then they continue on and basically said that it's because they're not being...
Nurtured at home.
Nurtured and educated at home by family or parents. And so they lose that much more than someone that, you know, is more involved with their education.
Yeah, so the whole point of this is that kids do well when their parents are involved in their lives.
There you go. So if you didn't get anything else out of what we talked about it, be more involved in your kids' lives.
Now, I have a friend who is awesome, but I think she's crazy. Crazy awesome, but
crazy
she
awesome.
She scheduled their entire summer, like, down to the last minute. Like, at this time, we're going to get up. We do chores. We eat breakfast. We go do swim lessons. We, you know, like, just perfectly scheduled. And they stick to it, and it's awesome.
And she's a listener, so we love you, and we think what you're doing is awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
But we couldn't do that.
No, I'm not judging her. I'm saying that everyone does it different.
Yeah.
Like, how you feel in your summer. Like, for me, I'm not organized. And I'm kind of like, I wake up and I say, maybe we should,
let's go do something.
Maybe we should have breakfast. And let's,
You want some breakfast? Here's a granola bar.
No, I'm not like that on most days. But, anyway, what I'm saying is the summer is... Like, we all parent different, and I guess what I'm saying is find what works for you, because as long as you are...
It's like we say that every episode.
It's just that if you're involved, your kids will blossom, and they will stay smart.
So be involved, people. Even during the summer, edumacate your kids.
And just enjoy them.
Enjoy them, love them.
But be sure and have your own time. Get some babysitters, read some good books,
go
watch
out,
your own shows.
Go on a date.
Don't go crazy, because summer can be hard. I understand.
Definitely. So.
I guess that's all. We're doing a short episode today.
Yeah. Well, we had lots of fun talking.
Because we're tired.
We're tired, and we want to go to bed.
We actually had a nap today, which was weird.
Yeah, like a 2-hour long nap.
We never nap, and we just laid down together.
I didn't feel good afterwards either.
I think we were more grumpy.
Yeah.
We
got up and like, rah, rah.
It really felt like we went to bed for regular time, and we got woken up at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it felt
That's
like that.
That's how it felt.
And so now we're kind of groggy right now.
I know.
But anyway, thank you for listening to The Clown Car.
We're back.
Yes. Woo! Ah! Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way.
It's not.
Find what works for you.
Works for you.
You are doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
Are you just going to repeat me?
I just like repeating you. Okay. All right. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car, and email us any questions or topics you'd like us to research or complaints or anything. You can do that at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. Until next time. Enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.